President Bush and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder put their differences behind them today, pledging to work together on efforts to bring democracy to Iraq. Their meeting, held in the Rhine River town of Mainz, also included discussions of the potential nuclear threat posed by Iraq's neighbor, Iran. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president in Europe.
After 2 days in Brussels wooing one-time Iraq war critics in the European Union and the NATO alliance, the president headed this morning to Germany to meet with Chancellor Schroeder, who still believes the war was the wrong thing to do. Nevertheless, Schroeder said Germany wants the new Iraqi democracy to succeed and stressed that his country is already involved in training Iraqi security forces, though he has refused to allow any German troops to go to Iraq. The German public was strongly opposed to the war, and those feelings are still present. President Bush today recognized that.
I fully understand the limitations of German contribution. However, the contributions that Gerhard Schroeder talked about are not limited. They're important.
On Iran, President Bush also praised the German, French, and British diplomatic effort aimed at pursuing Iran to abandon any attempt to possess nuclear weapons. Europe has sought greater U.S. involvement in those talks, but the U.S. has resisted. Today, the president offered some clues as to why.
They were caught enriching uranium after they had signed a treaty saying they wouldn't enrich uranium. So, in other words, these discussions are occurring because they have breached a contract with the international community.
The president also attempted to clarify strong words he used about Iran just last night. In Brussels, he labeled the idea that the U.S. is getting ready to attack Iran as ridiculous, but he immediately added that all options are on the table. It was interpreted as a mixed signal. Today in Germany, his words were far more careful, more focused on diplomacy.
Iran is not Iraq. We just started the diplomatic efforts, and I want to thank our friends for taking the lead, and we will work with them to convince the mullahs that they need to give up their nuclear ambitions.
There were protests in the city of Mainz today, far from where the president and chancellor were meeting. Snow fell as thousands marched outside the heavily guarded security zone to demonstrate that, unlike Schroeder, they are not ready to warm up to President Bush. They carried signs that said, "Not welcome," and "Your way is the wrong way." The president and the chancellor did not make public reference to an area where Europe and the U.S. don't see eye to eye, the European Union's plans to lift its embargo on the sale of arms to China. Mostly this session today was about promoting the alliance, even if they don't always agree. That was the clear message in toasts offered by each at a luncheon in an 18th century castle this afternoon.
If I had a glass, which unfortunately I don't, I would raise it and propose a toast to German-U.S. friendship and cooperation.
Now, Gerhard, before I raise my imaginary glass, I do want to thank you for your hospitality. You and Doris have been very kind to Laura and me, and we appreciate that.
From Germany, the president headed to Slovakia for a meeting tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That session could well be the most difficult of this trip for Mr. Bush, given his recent criticism that democratic reforms in Russia have stalled. Putin may not be as ready as the Western Europeans have been this week to recognize common goals and get past the issues that divide them. Don Gagne, NPR News, in Mainz, Germany.